This is 16.9, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. We're all about digital signage and have been since 2006. We cover what's interesting now and what will be interesting and important one day soon. And we filter out all the BS. This podcast is a chance to add depth and color to what we do online, and it gives smart people a chance to really talk about their companies and their ideas. You can hear new episodes weekly on your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, free of charge. 16.9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful, ready-made, auto-delivered, and auto-updated content for screens. Hospital and clinic rooms are rarely places people like hanging around, and digital signage has long been seen as a way to distract and entertain patients and their family or friends. A London-based solutions provider called Ooscreen has a very different take on what digital signage should look like and do in those places. Instead of ads for cold remedies and wireless providers, they work with healthcare trusts in the UK to put in screens that are focused on beautiful visuals that ease anxiety and take people's minds off why they're even in those waiting rooms. The company's principals use their backgrounds in art and communications to come up with a turnkey service that puts the screens in place and keeps them fresh with things like custom-developed visuals shot in the surrounding countryside. I spoke with Hugh Turvey and Lisa Moore about what they do and why it works. All right. Thank you for jumping on a Skype call with me. Probably the best thing to do, first of all, is to kind of walk me through what Ooscreen is all about, where you're located, those things.
Okay. Hi. Thanks very much for allowing us to do a podcast with you today. I'm Hugh Turvey, and I'm the commercials director of Ooscreen.
And I'm Lisa Moore, the communications director at Ooscreen.
And we set up this company based on a lot of experience that we had had in healthcare. My background is in art and design, advertising, and had started working more and more in art with my X-ray images, and had just by pure coincidence come across Lisa at one of the hospitals I was doing work at, some artwork. And the conversation came up because she was very much involved with the screens and messaging within the NHS Trust. And we started talking about the possibility of using screens to display art as a sort of combination with messaging.
Okay. And the Ooscreen handle, is there any advertising aspect to what you do? Or is it more, as you were saying, the idea of surprise of Ooscreen?
We have no advertising at all, no, and especially in a sort of NHS setting, they don't allow advertising at all generally. So really it was all about the patient.
Okay.
And helping the patient understand their treatment and their clinics, and just enjoying the waiting, well, making the waiting experience a little more enjoyable and just more entertaining generally.
I have to qualify the hanging of exhibitions within hospitals, which I heard a history of, had become quite problematic because there's so many people involved in hanging physical art on walls. And the idea that we could have ever-changing exhibitions on screens and wouldn't need to involve buildings management people who inherently, in my experience, have been quite tough and difficult to deal with, seemed a no-brainer. So that's where that ultimately came from. It was from a sort of background of frustration in trying to get art into hospitals to help patients and better patient experience and alleviate some anxieties, but also to help educate through the X-ray art that I was doing at the time, to help educate patients in terms of the technical imagery that was being produced by those facilities.
Okay. So two things. First of all, we kind of dove into it. Maybe, am I getting it right in thinking what you were doing is using digital signage technology and large format displays and putting them into hospital environments, working with the hospitals with the idea that the content on those displays, the artwork, is soothing and calming and helps patient outcomes? Is that accurate?
Yes, yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And then the second thing, because you mentioned it a couple times, what is X-ray art?
I've been producing, so for the last 20 odd years, I've been producing imagery using X-rays. My background, it also includes photography, but I was introduced to a hospital in North London a long time ago and met a senior radiographer who had introduced me to radiography. And at that point, they're using film to do it. Mm-hmm. So the crossover in terms of technique is very similar to photography, other than the wavelength of the energy used to expose the film. And that's what I pursued. So a lot of the work that I had done in hospitals and the interest that I had in hospitals was a direct correlation between the imagery and imaging departments in hospital spaces.
Okay. So what would you, I was intrigued by your company when I got something, a press release about the Benenden Hospital and what you were doing there. Could you kind of walk through what's involved with that?
Yeah, it's a multi-stage project. They are a hospital over 100 years old. They originally were a sanatorium and treating tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. And they were clawing themselves into this decade and trying to lose a lot of the historical and heritage elements that they had within a museum at the hospital and trying to reinvent them into some new digital way of presenting that information and consolidating a lot of the buildings. So the initial involvement was that, and that has brought in us on multitude of levels in terms of providing the artwork for the hospital generally within wards, but also trying to engage them with some form of digital presentation of a lot of the heritage. Mm-hmm. And that's where Lisa and myself came in strongly on a large video or collection of video walls on one wall that are all synchronized together. Mm-hmm. So that was quite a challenge, I have to say.
And what are those video walls doing? What are they showing?
They're showing the actual countryside where the hospital is based, mm-hmm. which is they're in the middle of a beautiful countryside area, and it's almost like a conservation area. It's a very, very spectacularly beautiful area, and patients are very proud of, you know, the hospital, and they enjoy coming there because it's so tranquil. But the new building they've just built there, the new development, hasn't got actually that many windows at eye level. Mm-hmm. So it's all sort of like a glass atrium. So we wanted to sort of bring the countryside into the building a bit and get a 4K content onto the screens. So it's got a 4K countryside views, plus it's got a block of screens that are all about the heritage of the hospital. And they're all, you know, sort of it goes by seasons. We do seasonal imagery and local flora and fauna of the area is featured as well. So it's really, really pretty, and it's very bright as well. And it really sort of cheers people up as they come in to the building.
The room itself, a large atrium space, was lacking one thing, as Lisa pointed out, was the windows that had been on one side of the building. And when an extension had been made to the overall hospital, they'd lost all their windows on one side of the atrium space. Mm. So the one of the real advantages of these screens is that they fulfill a role of a window and give us five very large windows down one side of that space. So the overall illusion, depending on which pieces of content are running, is that you're looking at a very slow pan of the countryside or looking up into treetops. But these are across the screens, across all those screens, so it's 15 in total in five blocks. And you have an illusion that you're looking at something a little bit greater or through that wall, which is quite something that we just couldn't achieve by just printing vinyls or whatever onto that wall.
Is this content or are these visuals that you guys produced, or are you using stock imagery?
No, the overall emphasis of the project is keeping true to the heritage and the location environment of the hospital. So everything that it's showing on the screens is produced by us, and that's a very key part of our offering and this particular project.
And what is that offering in total? So if I'm a hospital in Wales, and I contacted your company and said I want to do this, what's the range of services that you would provide?
We provide the sort of end-to-end. So we would provide the equipment, the media player, the screen, the installation would also be managed by us, the content, so all the comms and design work and photography would all be done by us. It's everything literally sort of end-to-end, basically.
The huge advantage of doing that is that you have absolute control creatively of how your content is going to be shown, and you can reverse engineer content to work specifically on devices. Mm-hmm. And in the case of Beneden, we did quite a lot of research and had a lot of help from LG in sourcing the correct screen, really, that gave us enough brightness for the atrium space, which is a very brightly lit ambient space. Mm-hmm. So it's then producing content that we know is going to work at that particular candela or nit, and is going to show its best and get the best out of that technology. So that's the advantage of having it sort of end to end,
right?
Because that control.
Mm-hmm. And do you put the hospitals on some sort of a program where, you were saying earlier about seasonality, that you're doing different things by different times of year?
Yeah, the content is constantly updated. So with certain hospital trusts, we have different artists that want to get involved at different times. So we work with community artists, we work with national artists as well, who want to promote their work and you know, get themselves seen on the screens. With the Beneden Trust, we are doing very much local footage and local photography, and everything to do with what their hospital is all about, you know, historically and their surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is the idea of doing this based on a hunch, or is there research that shows there are known outcomes from doing this sort of thing, from, you know, having visual art in helping patient mindset?
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot of research actually into environment, flow of traffic through those environments, which all lead to anxiety levels. We can certainly send you some papers that we've got as reference, which you may be interested in after this. But we have also, I was involved in a program called Medicine Unboxed in the UK, which is a conference looking at how to better the National Health Service and medical healthcare generally. And there are conversations in there of art therapy and play therapists, and they all have a part in that type of conversation of making a medical facility slightly more than just the nuts and bolts of fixing people.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, because it costs money to do this and to operate it, that you've had conversations with some of your clients about monetization. How do you deal with that? Because I suspect you'd be saying, don't really want to do that.
Do you mean in terms of running the service?
Yeah, how are you going to pay for this thing in the way that a lot of medical clinics, particularly in North America, have done that, is by putting in screens that include advertising from pharmaceutical companies and other health related companies.
I mean, most of our clients, they pay a fee for us to manage it, and it's run in that way. It's a consulting fee,
right?
And yeah, they're not advertising. So that, I think that's also an attraction to a lot of, whether it's private or national health, mm-hmm. they don't want to see adverts flashing up on the screen. They want to see, you know, information that's useful to the patients.
Do you see any way that advertising could work? I don't personally think so, but I'm curious.
It depends on the setting, doesn't it?
It does. And I mean, that's also some of our business strategy, so I'm not sure we should be saying.
Yeah.
I think we have considered some of the ideas, the notion of sponsorship of exhibitions. Uh-huh. And that is one thing that we'll be looking at.
Yeah, that would be a little less sort of aggressive, I would say.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. It curtails that hardcore advertising notion and has a more holistic thought behind it, that a sponsor is wanting to get involved in helping better a patient experience. Mm-hmm. So I think the point of view is quite useful.
Is there some content that's going to work better than others, like landscape visuals? Are those better than, I don't know, pictures of puppies?
We don't have any pictures of puppies.
No, do you want the best?
Well, you should.
That's true, yeah.
We do have vet clinics, so we have got some puppies.
Yeah, I take it back.
Yeah.
You could have corgis running everywhere.
Oh, dear. We got cats, too.
I can't add to that.
I think what the goal is to, we found from experience that a lot of small clinics and hospitals, they want to have screens, but they don't know how to do it. They want to achieve this and they just don't know where to start and they're frightened of it and they're frightened it's going to take up their time. So that's where we sort of take that off their shoulders and make it a sort of stress-free experience by managing everything for them out of house. So it just means it just makes digital signage more accessible to the smaller business. That's the idea, the ideal that we were trying to promote.
It takes time and real money to make and host this podcast, so I'm grateful for the continuing support of ScreenFeed.
Hi, this is Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. I hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. I've loved Dave's blog since we started in the industry. It's now our 10th year at ScreenFeed, and we've grown to be a reliable partner for the industry, serving over 1,700 customers with over 100,000 screens globally, and we're currently getting 10 million content requests daily. But more important than that is that we make content beautiful, functional for the medium, and we help our customers meet their goals of increasing viewership and satisfying customers. If you don't know how ScreenFeed can help you, it's worth 5 minutes to browse our website or give us a call. If you're out walking your dog, driving home, or relaxing on your favorite chair, just make a mental note to check us out. Now back to the podcast.
And healthcare is that pretty important? I do a fair amount of consulting, and I find increasingly that even large companies, very large companies, are saying, you know what, we want to do this, but we don't have time to do it. We don't have the IT people aren't going to help us with this or anything else. So if you can provide a turnkey service, we're happy as clams.
Yeah, we agree.
That's exactly what we're about.
on the nose.
On the nose, yeah.
Uh-huh. How many health trusts and private hospitals do you work with?
We work with a range of London trusts and also a few in the countryside. So the Benenden Trust is our countryside one, and then a couple of local sort of London clinics, like small clinics.
We do have a large NHS trust, which is in the West Country of the UK, which is an ongoing project for us. And in fact, was one of our main first projects that brought together some of the ideas that we had had initially. So that's one of the ones we're particularly sort of proud
of. It's an oncology wing of a trust, again, outside London. Mm. And they enjoy it very much. They love it. It helps them with live patient information. And we put video up and, an art. And they all enjoy it very much.
Does what you do vary by the type of clinic and the profile of the patients there? Like I would think that the dynamics for, let's say, a clinic that's dealing with, arthritis versus oncology, which is scary as hell. Do you do things differently? Are the visuals so, different?
In terms of messaging portions, yes, of course.
Yeah.
In terms of some of the artistic elements to what we do, art has the fantastic ability of being open to interpretation. So you could present the same image in two completely different environments, and depending on the people involved watching and looking at that, they will get something very different from it. Mm. I think the work that we're trying to portray on screens has an uplift regardless of the environment that it goes into.
Mm.
I'm curious if you've learned things like some artwork that does not resonate or has the wrong impact.
I think it also depends on the clinic. Like we had videos that were showing lots of water, and this particular clinic had to hold their bladders for a few hours before they had a scan, and we told them to take the videos off immediately. So there are moments, obviously you have to be very much in contact with your clinic and the staff there to know, what's working, what isn't working. All the messaging is definitely bespoke and designed according to what they need.
But we also ran a series of exhibitions from the Royal Photographic Society within one of these hospitals over a period of time. And there's some very challenging science-based, diagnostic, quite interesting images. And I think they were so intriguing that they weren't really challenged other than somebody who had an extremely large wart on his hand, which was deemed to be offensive. But there were autopsy images within there, which may sound ridiculous, but the artistry of those images was enough to continue conversations within patient and clinician circles. So I think it's been a varied, and yes, I'm always surprised by what is accepted, and sometimes the most ridiculous images are rejected for grounds that we just don't understand. But it's very infrequently. I think for the most part, our decision making in terms of choice is pretty good.
The trust that you spoke about, I'm from North America, and Canadian healthcare is different from US healthcare. Is a trust like a regional health authority?
A trust is a hospital, technically, you know.
Okay. So it's not necessarily a group of hospitals.
No, it can be.
It can be a group. Yeah. depends on what they've got.
Our West Country group is a series of three hospitals, and they're all very large hospitals, okay. And they service quite a huge swathe of the UK. But you can have very small trusts.
I would imagine things don't happen too quickly when you first engage with a hospital because
yeah. Involved.
Yeah, you're saying that from experience.
A little bit, yeah. I remember walking out of one meeting just shaking my head going, these people are insane.
We found a dramatic difference though between the private sector and the national health sector. And the national health sector just probably takes about double the time, doesn't it?
There are just a lot more middle management involved, employed, which is great, but it does mean you've got a lot more people to work your way through to actually get a decision, if at all. So we found that certainly very challenging. That, from my experience of hanging a physical art in hospital spaces, that is the absolute crux of a problem. Of just trying to manage and find the right person to give you the thumbs up.
Have you been, my experience is once you are a vendor of record in a large facility, particularly something as bureaucratic and can take forever to get signed into, that if you are a vendor of record, they ask you to start doing other things. Or if you could do other things, have you been approached about providing other services, like more pedestrian things or interesting, I don't want to say more interesting things, but other interesting things like, let's say, donor walls, interactive donor walls?
Not as yet. We've had art, other art applications.
Well, yeah, we have had a project move away from contract where they've wanted to use the screens for a more signage base, which was a detour from its original purpose in terms of imaging and messaging, and also trying to add real-time patient information in terms of waiting times, which we've tried to accommodate in most cases, but it's certainly something that as people start understanding the potential of digital screens within a hospital space and all the possible variations of things that you could do with it, which is huge, they like to get involved.
Yeah, I would imagine there are times, particularly if you have a champion up for the project and that champion moves on to another role, that you get somebody new and they start looking at these screens going, geez, we could use these to tell people about our new gift shop.
And that is something that I don't think we have much control over if somebody deems that to be suitable, and if it's outside of contract and we're coming up to a renewal, we don't really, you know, we do need that champion, I think, within that space. But part of our skill is trying to network to make sure that we've got that continued thread and the ambition and aspiration within a trust, in our case, to carry that forward.
I could imagine, again, that in many cases there are CFOs for hospital trusts, whoever signs the checks, new one comes in, looks at cutting costs and looks at this and says, okay, what are we paying for this? And because of that, you need to somehow or other make sure that the outcomes, the success is somehow measured and tangible. Are there ways
we've done research. So we ask the patients what they want and what they like. And it's really through that research that we prove the worth of the system and the screens and, you know, how we work. But I see, you know, we obviously are aware of that constant financial constraint, especially within the NHS, the National Health Service in Britain. And that is a constant challenge, yeah. So we're always looking at the best prices for equipment and, you know, trying to keep costs at a fair level.
And what was that research telling
you? Research was telling us that they were being calmed by the screens. And if you take a look on our website, we've got some more information on there about it. But yeah, overall, that they'd enjoyed the screens, that they found them informative and the information was useful and very sort of distracting from what they were going through health-wise, especially particularly in the oncology departments that we work with.
We were trying to also prove that there was more worth in having art on a screen with carefully managed messaging over having just a regular TV program playing on a screen as a distractionary tool. Mm-hmm. And then we wanted to really prove that through our surveys that we did, that the patients fed back positively and completely towards having no TV in those spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty well established stuff too, right? The you know, all the way down to color theory.
But these are the things that I think you'll have to go through again and again with each team, each trust, each client that we have. We have to almost prove it.
Mm-hmm. And so you don't necessarily come from a technical background, but you've built up this company where you're in certain respects functioning as a service provider and integrator almost.
I say, Hugh, you've got more of a technical background.
I've got a technical interest, certainly. I'm a techie and I get excited about technology and its possibilities. But that's really by what I can do with it, not necessarily how much money I can then sell it on for. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a bonus of this particular project and company is that that's part of the business model. But it, for me, the excitement is finding the next piece of technology. And again, we're hoping to develop more ideas with LG over this year and access into some of the newer screen technologies that may or may not be coming forward onto the market and how we can then best use those into the clients' spaces that we have access into. And ultimately, just to make a hospital visit a much more pleasurable and an informative experience. But we're going to be driven by technology, certainly, as we all are.
Right. Did you develop your own software, or are you using third-party management software to kind of get stuff on
I think
the screens?
We're kind of a hack. We tend to tend to use various platforms. And if it doesn't do what we want, we'll go and try and hack out something else, which is what we're doing at the moment.
Find another one.
Yeah, and just evolve as it goes along. And the thing is, there are a huge amount of programmers and specialists in this area, and we may as well use their skill set and just take the best bits that we can find for our application.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And let's say the National Health Service came to you and said, we want to do this across the UK, all of a sudden you need to scale this. It's at that point that you start to find something that will, a platform that will handle everything, right?
Well, I think we have a multitude of platforms at the moment that we're happy with that provide everything that we require. And I think we could carry that. We've always built in the idea of scaling. So even going into our customer relationship management and accounting. So even though we're small at the moment, we do have the opportunity to scale quickly if required to. I don't see that we'll be doing that, but you never know.
Not in the immediate future. Yeah. But I mean, all the softwares we use are all scalable anyway. They're all cloud control, remote access that have, you know, ability to go to different screens, many different screens. So,
I mean, we're certainly totally absorbed by cloud. And it's very much our business model.
Mm-hmm. And that I believe I saw there were, I think, four people involved with the company right now.
It's us, two, designer, and an accountant.
Okay. And what do you see happening over the next 12 to 24 months for you guys? You've got active projects on the go?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we hope to grow. We hope to grow, but at a steady pace and just, you know, really spread the word and drum up more interest. Amongst the smaller private clinics and as well as hospitals, you know, any sort of healthcare environments that we see fit, you know, who would benefit from this.
Is going to the smaller private clinics easier because it's faster and you'll get
it depends.
A decision?
It depends on the clinic. Some of them just don't see the worth in it at all, and some of them really want it, but just don't know how to do it. And then they're happy to pay when they know what they're getting, then they're happy to pay for it. So you have quite a few small clinics that we have repeat business with, and they just find that it just makes them look so much more professional. They can upsell their treatments to their patients, you know, things that their patient didn't even know about are on the screens. And so it just helps their whole clinic environment.
Okay, so the smaller clinics are blending some more commercial messaging.
Definitely, yeah.
In there.
Yeah, and they promote their products that they're selling, and you know, they talk about treatments they've just brought out, so they want to promote their own treatments in-house, and they find it very useful because it's a quick way just to get it up on the screen. As well as on their website.
Okay. So if there's someone listening to this podcast who's interested in your services, how do they find you?
Well, they go to ohscreen.com. And so that's ohscreen.com. And just look us up and give us a call or drop us an email.
We've been a bit slow with Facebook and Twitter, but we're now up and running on those. So you can try and get us on those channels. So that'll be very exciting if someone wants to try.
All right. I appreciate you guys taking the time, and I'm thankful that Skype allowed us to do this finally.
Thank you, Mr. Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net, every day. If you like this podcast, please also check out the companion 16.9 podcast called Projects. That's done by Michael Tutton, and there's a new episode every second Friday. 16.9 the blog and now the podcast are properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.